Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-60s. As we head into Sunday and Monday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, Good Friday. Authorities say a second teenager has died after a weekend rollover crash in the Sunflower State. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that 18-year-old Keaton Blasky died Tuesday. Blasky and 19-year-old Quentin Norris of Onaga were ejected when the vehicle in which they were riding went off the side of Kansas Highway 63 early Sunday in rural Havensville. Norris died Sunday at a hospital. It was unclear who was driving. The accident is still under investigation. The University of Kansas says early testing of students and staff as they return to campus has turned up 89 coronavirus cases, with a large majority involving fraternities and sororities. KMBC reports that 87 students and 2 staff have tested positive. Testing is mandatory for students, faculty, and staff who plan to be on the university's campuses in Lawrence or Overland Park before September 7th. Kansas Mid-American at Work News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Medicine Lodge Police Department, and the Barber County Sheriff's Office have announced an arrest connected to the homicide of Joyce Folkrod back on July 27th. Yesterday, KBI agents served an arrest warrant to 34-year-old Clinton Rogers for suspected premeditated first-degree murder. The warrant was executed at the Kingman County Jail, where Rogers was previously in custody for alleged theft. At the request of the Barber County attorney, the Kansas Attorney General's office will prosecute the case. On July 27th, it was a family member who found Folkrod deceased inside her home in Medicine Lodge. Authorities continuing to investigate a deadly shooting in Wichita this week. KWCH-TV reports that police said the shooting happened around 9:20 Wednesday night. Police Lieutenant Scott Moon said witnesses have been cooperative. Police are collecting surveillance footage from nearby businesses. No other details were immediately released, including the name of the woman killed. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
And Mike's is now back open for business.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts praising a new state law that will help lower property tax bills, offer tax incentives to businesses that create new jobs, and possibly spur the creation of a major disaster training facility in Omaha. Ricketts held a ceremonial bill signing outside the Capitol after officially approving the new law this week. Lawmakers passed the measure as a compromise in the final days of this year's legislative session. Under the new law, homeowners will get a state income tax credit based on the amount of local property taxes they pay to their public schools. It also offers new tax credits to replace the state's biggest business incentive program, the Nebraska Advantage Act, which expires this year. Drivers along I-80 near Overton reported an unusual vehicle stopped near the highway. The Nebraska State Patrol says a large military tank was left sitting on a parked trailer, apparently by a trucking company that was supposed to take it to its owner, the South Dakota National Guard. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board had a special meeting Monday, approved the 2020-21 budget as published, with an increase of 0.2 mil to a total of 58.931 mils. Unanimous approval was given following a public hearing. At the August 12th board meeting, a proposal to refinance some bonds used for the activity center construction and related projects, including the Ag Technology Complex, now underway. An estimate on interest savings due to lower rates may range from $236,000 to $400,000. Discussion and updates on COVID-19 protocols were outlined. Enrollment options of in-class, remote, or virtual learning are being offered. Retirement of Kathleen Huff, elementary counselor, was accepted. An injury accident was reported Tuesday evening in Marshall County. Jim Flowers of Blue Rapids lost control of the motorcycle he was driving on K-9 Highway near Unicorn Road, 2 miles west of Waterville. Jim Flowers was transported to the Manhattan Hospital, and a passenger, his wife Jennifer Flowers, was transported to CMH in Marysville.
Several schools around the area have started back up. Centralia, Frankfort, and Valley Heights began school yesterday. Things will look a little different this year. Some new and different rules pertaining to COVID-19. Also new are some teachers. Vermilion USD 380 Superintendent Matt Rogers talks about the new faces in his district.
We have more new staff this year than we've had since I've been here. We're going to have 2 new ag teachers at each of our buildings. We have a new science teacher that's going to be stationed at Frankfort, but will be moving around through the district as well. We have a new math teacher at Centralia. We're still short some special ed paras and things like that, but had a lot of new staff coming in. Many of them are obviously younger and energetic, and it's really nice to have some young fire and new ideas in our classrooms, and I think our kids are really going to enjoy their new staff.
USD 498 Valley Heights Superintendent Melissa Kennedy talks about her new staff, including herself.
Some new staff that we have this year at Valley Heights is Allison Wyke, and she will be a first grade teacher. And we have Caitlin Schreiner, which is very exciting. She has been an elementary secretary for us, and she is joining the transition to teach, and she will be our high school business teacher. She also is cheerleading sponsor and already very involved in our school and our community. Ben Worcester is our new high school music teacher, and Katie Brazon will be our middle school English language arts teacher. And we also have Allie Stowes coming as a elementary special education teacher. So we have some new staff coming. We're very excited about that. They've already been very involved in things that are going on at the school. Of course, I also am new to the district. I came here from Bueller, where I was an elementary principal for 3 years. And prior to that, I was a classroom teacher for 21 years and a curriculum director for 3 years in the Vermilion District. I am very happy to be at Valley Heights and kind of back home in a sense.
Rogers knows this year is going to be a challenge, but also knows his staff will be ready for that challenge.
Like everybody, this is new to everyone, and we are excited just to get our kids back in our classrooms. You know, we haven't seen them since March. We're excited. We're still nervous and a little scared like everybody else, but you know what? We have a great staff in this district. I know for a fact that they'll pull together and do what's best for kids. That's our motto, is that we base our decisions on what's best for kids, and we believe that being in front of our excellent teachers and being in our programs is what's best. Our goal is to make sure that they get in the classrooms and we're able to keep running for as long as possible, and we're hoping for a great year and looking forward to seeing everybody, all their shiny smiles and bright faces and twinkling eyes as we get ready to start rolling this out.
K-9 Kennedy said Valley Heights will be ready as well and are excited to have the students back.
We're going to approach this year with as much positivity as we can. We know that it's not going to be perfect. And I tell my staff, every district pretty much across the country has developed a reopening plan. And everyone's is very similar, but yet very different. And I guarantee you there will not be one perfect plan. We're going to find out that some things work well and some things don't. We're going to approach it with a very flexible attitude. And we know that we have to give ourselves a lot of grace. And we have to give our kids and our families a lot of grace. We're just so anxious to see them again, get them back in the groove. I mean, teachers, that's who they are. That's what they do. And we're just ready to see our kids.
You can hear more from the superintendents on this weekend's public affairs program.
Verla M. Rettig, age 85, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday from 5 until 7. At the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Verla Rettig. Leah J. Wassenberg, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral mass Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Leah Wassenberg. Patricia A. Lee, age 84, of Dubois, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Lee. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, Malibu blend, a whole wheat roll, and mandarin oranges. Monday, a chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, beets, apricots, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, this upper level ridge that's across the central northern parts of the Rockies, western parts of the United States will become actually kind of tilted positively. And this is going to bring us some warmer temperatures across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head through today, continuing into the weekend and even into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, we're going to see quiet weather overhead, sunny skies all the way through the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, mid-60s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 90, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-60s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 87. Recent record high, 99 in 2003. The average low, 63, and a record low of 51 set in 2004. Sunset this evening, 8:13. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44. Sunny and 64 degrees with a light southeast wind this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. From Garden to Gallery, handmade gourd creations by Nancy Overmeyer will be featured during the month of August on Thursdays, 4 until 6, Saturdays, 10 to 4, and Sundays, 1 to 4 at the Arts Center in Marysville. Admission is free. From Garden to Gallery, handmade gourd creations. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
The commish on the NBA's future and the 2018 Stanley Cup champ sent packing once again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Following the NBA's successful relaunch in Orlando, Commissioner Adam Silver says the league will likely delay its proposed December 1st start of the next regular season. Speaking to ESPN prior to the draft lottery, Silver said they are not looking at reinstating another quarantine campus next season.
Our number one goal is to get fans back in our arenas. My sense is, in working with the Players Association, if we could push back even a little longer and it increased the likelihood of having fans in arenas.
On the courts, the top-seeded Los Angeles Lakers bounce back against the Portland Trail Blazers.
Laker ball side out of bounds. LeBron brings it into JaVale McGee. He gets Anthony Davis alley-oop to LeBron, who slams it home.
The call on ESPN LA 710, Anthony Davis's double-double, 31 points, 11 boards, carried the Lakers past the Blazers 111-88 to even the series at 1. The Minnesota Timberwolves secured the top pick in the draft lottery. They'll pick first October 16th. Stanley Cup, Barry Trotz and the New York Islanders sent the Washington Capitals on a one-way ticket home.
Good hit by Pelikan Kuznetsov, and that allows Bailey to skate it left wing through center. Over the Caps line, he's got Beauvillier going to the net, feeds him, walks in, shoots, and scores!
On WRHU, the Islanders shut out the Caps 4-0 to advance to the second round. It's the second year in a row Washington has not advanced past the first round after winning the Stanley Cup in 2018. The Dallas Stars crushed the Calgary Flames 7-3 to advance to the second round in the Western Conference. On the diamonds, the Tampa Bay Rays now hold early bragging rights in the American League East.
On the third base side of the rubber, here it comes, swinging a fly ball down the left field line. It's got a chance to the wall. Gone!
On WDAE, Mike Zunino's three-run blast helped the Rays take over first place in the AL East as they sweep the Yankees 10-5. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's the 8th Annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair. Over 50 classes of cars, trucks, motorcycles, and anything else with wheels you want to show off. Registration from 9 a.m. to noon, and the show runs from noon to 3:30, right in front of Sutton Repair and Odell. It's the 8th Annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair, this Saturday in conjunction with Odell Community Day.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour wrapped up yesterday after finding some unexpected drought areas. Drought conditions reported in the weekly drought monitor show classified droughts in the Dakotas, western Nebraska, much of Iowa, even small parts of Illinois and Indiana, and a whole lot of Ohio. Meanwhile, most of the western U.S. is dry, with many severe and extreme drought classifications. While much of the attention focused on the derecho storm that hit Iowa and other states, potentially destroying up to 10% of the nation's corn crop, parts of Iowa are in moderate to severe drought. Drought conditions expanded in the west and northeastern parts of Iowa last week, and organizers of the drought monitor say the expansion is a response to the short-term precipitation deficits over the last 60-day period, dry soils, and agriculture impacts as well. The Pro Farmer Scouts toured western Iowa Wednesday, reported lower than expected yields for the region, and the final national crop projections will be released sometime this afternoon. Legislation introduced this week seeks to improve public transportation in rural communities. Lawmakers say the Rural Transit Act would increase the federal contributions for operating assistance in rural areas with high transit dependency. The bill, introduced by Senators Tina Smith of Minnesota and Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, as well as Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Federal Transit Administration provides grants to support rural public transportation. The lawmakers say it can be difficult for certain rural communities to provide the necessary local contribution to qualify for assistance. Senator Rounds says the legislation would allow transit operators in extreme need to receive higher federal share of operating assistance. The bill would increase the federal share to 80% for operating assistance in certain areas with high transit density. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And here for this Friday morning, we check in with Larry Steckline for the latest Steckline Report.
Well, folks, we've got a lot of action in Washington concerning the price of cattle. Fat cattle when they feed them in the feed yards. This is an item that's been up for discussion since I was a pup. Back in 1960, when we were at the stockyards in Wichita, Kansas, working as the public relations director, we could see what was going to happen as the Packers were pushing pushing these old cattle to buy them out in the country instead of coming to our stockyards and buying them competitively against the other boys. Oh, they wanted to go back out to the field, right to the guy that's had the feedlot, and buy them direct. Farmer thought he was saving a lot of money. Well, they've taken it on the chin since then, in my opinion. I fed cattle one time in the feed yard, and when I got them fat, I only had one buyer, and it was either take it or leave it, and so I quit. In any event, right now, we've got two leaders of the House Ag Committee that have written a letter to the Ag Secretary saying he wants some more work done. In fact, maybe getting people together and talking about the current marketing situation. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, of course, put together a bill in May that would force all major packers to buy at least half their cattle on the open market and then kill them within 2 weeks. Grassley said that bill would make it easier for farmers to track market prices. And guess who's against it? Good friend of mine, but I got to tell you, I think he's on the wrong side of the fence. He's called Pat Roberts. You all remember his name? He's the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. He says he is delaying the bill, according to Chuck Grassley. Grassley says Roberts' staff is geared up to fight it. Needless to say, NCBA has been a big pusher of not doing this against the Grassley bill, and I have yet to see a real reason, good reason, why that is. Why shouldn't we know what other people are getting and what cattle are really worth on the open market? See you on the next Equine Report.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which we all know is agriculture. We are talking again today with our gardening guru, Jim Fizell, who's been counseling us on how to repair our lawns. More from him after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Yesterday, Jim Fizell was giving us the instructions on how to properly prepare the lawn to be reseeded.
Once you get that done, prepare to wet that seed. And once you begin wetting it, you need to keep it wet until it germinates. This means putting moisture on there every day or every couple of days to keep it moist. Now, another thing that you can do to improve the germination is to use this fiber mat that I talked about. Lay this out across the lawn. You can water through it. The grass will begin to grow through it. It's held down with wire tines, which incidentally you need to count to make sure when you pick this stuff up, you don't leave those out in the lawn. So if you put down a dozen of them, make sure you collect a dozen of them when you pick this stuff up. But that will keep the grass shaded, moist, very nicely, and some of this grass seed will be up within a week. Within 2 weeks, you probably can take the mat off, and in probably 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to have grass up that'll be just about ready to mow from seeding. Now, if you're going to sod, the process to prepare is exactly the same. Now, if you're buying sod, be sure that the sod you get is fresh and it was grown on the same kind of soil as you have in your yard. If you have a sandy yard, get sand-grown sod. If you have a clay yard, clay-grown sod. Get the sod laid down, making sure the joints are tight. Roll the ferment down and begin watering. Once the sod is down there, it needs to be kept wet for a couple of weeks till it's knitted. Anyway, there's some ideas about what you can do to get your grass growing, get your sod laid down, get your lawn looking very nice. And actually, if we start about right now, you're going to have a pretty nice lawn by the time the summer's over and fall sets in. And certainly by next spring, the grass is going to be in good shape so that you'll have no problem with a beautiful lawn next spring. It is a lot of work. It's a tremendous amount of work. But, you know, there are a lot of young people right now that are home. They're looking for something to do. And one of the things that they can do is to begin on a small scale. If you have a sizable yard and you have only part of it that needs some work, go out and try it. Work that part out. Figure out how you're going to do it, where you're going to get the tools that you need to do it, and do it. If you do one little spot this fall, you may decide that next spring you're going to do another little spot, and pretty soon you'll have the whole thing done.
So there you go, Jim Fizell's plan for you to keep busy the rest of the summer. Back after this.
We're here today with Chuck Swarzik with the Farmers Cooperative Energy Sales Specialist. Chuck, why should they use Synnex Ruby Fieldmaster?
Well, one of the benefits of the Ruby Fieldmaster is with the additive package, you get quicker starts, improved fuel efficiency, prevention of algae growth in the bottoms of your tank. So contact any of our Farmers Cooperative locations for more details.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 64 this morning with a light southeast wind. A couple degrees warmer with highs around 90 on tap today, likely topping 90 Saturday in the middle 90s by Sunday on a warm-up trend that continues.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday, a change for the Kansas City Chiefs. Correspondent Matt Piper has that story.
After conversations with national organizations that work with Native Americans, the Chiefs say they'll prohibit the wearing of Native American headdresses, face paint, and clothing. The NFL team says it's also discussing the future of the iconic tomahawk chop that some consider racist imagery. It comes on the heels of the team in Washington, D.C., choosing to drop its name of Redskins after an outcry from fans and the public. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Kansas City Royals back in action tonight after a day off, and they'll be hosting the Minnesota Twins at Kauffman Stadium. The first pitch of Game 1 in that two-game series is set for 7:05 this evening. And USD 259, Wichita Public School District's Board of Education, voted yesterday for online-only classes for grades 6 through 12, which cancels fall sports. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope, Dane's Automotive, and Galloway, Wiegers, and Brinegar. Friday Night Live.
Yeah, anytime on Friday is absolutely fine.
Playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope, Dane's Automotive, and Galloway, Wiegers, and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Well, see you Friday. Bye.
If you spent the summer hunkered down by the air conditioner, it may be taking a toll on your well-being. It's all about the benefits of outdoor therapy today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 21st, the 234th day of the year. Jazz legend William Count Basie was born on this day, and in 1987, moviegoers lined up for an opening night of Dirty Dancing. You don't need to be a rugged outdoorsman to appreciate the benefits of spending time outdoors in nature. A simple visit to a nearby park can do wonders for both our health and disposition. A growing body of research indicates that spending time in a green space strengthens the immune system, lowers blood pressure, and reduces stress. As an antidote to hectic urban life, doctors in Japan have even taken to prescribing forest bathing as a therapeutic cure. Give it a try as temperatures moderate this fall. It might just do you a world of good. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
KNDY.
stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. And there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's